Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, Ira Sumner Simmons' captivating and deeply researched biography, From Siberia to St. Kitts, A Teacher's Journey, follows the tumultuous and unexpected life of Zenaida Kansen, a master of foreign language instruction who embraced a comprehensive approach to teaching, weaving disparate threads from Russia, China, Chile, France, and St. Kitts Nevis into a vibrant tapestry revealing a surprising and exceptional woman. Her story is one of a complicated, fiercely independent woman whose decades of unwavering dedication and commitment to education of children across the globe contradicts an intriguing, unpredictable, and at times inexplicable personal life. Ira received a BA in French from St. Francis College, Brooklyn, New York, also Master of Arts and Master of Education degrees from Teachers College, Columbia University, New York, New York. After a 10-year stint as house manager at Alice Tully Hall, Lincoln Center for the Performing Arts, he spent the next 25 years in New York City public schools as a teacher, assistant principal, and acting principal. He currently works as an educational consultant in the New York City metropolitan area. Ira Sumner Simmons, author of From Siberia to St. Kitts, A Teacher's Journey, is our guest on This Week in America. Ira, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
This is such an amazing book about a remarkable woman and how she touched your life and the lives of so many young people. What inspired you to write this biography, From Siberia to St. Kitts?
Well, I did my high school in St. Kitts. That's where I grew up, St. Kitts Nevis. And once I graduated, I came to New York City immediately after to go to college. And that's where I did my undergraduate degree. I then went into the New York City public schools after I graduated from college and spent the next 25, 30 years. And it was only then that I realized that I became a Mrs. Katzen wannabe, in the sense that I modeled her methods, and I tried to be like her. I tried to do the things that she do the kinds of things with my students that she did with me as and other students growing up in St. Kitts, by taking kids to Quebec, taking them to France, and so on and so forth. Now, I had no intention of writing a biography, but after I retired from the public school system, I became curious as to who this woman was, because all I know is that she came and gave us quite a gift of languages. And so she was already dead, so that I couldn't go back and speak to her. So I then started to nose around, went back to St. Kitts, and someone told me that she has a son who lives in Chile, and was able to get to Chile and meet him. And before you know it, I became more and more interested in following her journey, because all we knew is that she came to St. Kitts from Chile, and everyone thought that she was Chilean.
Yes.
But it turns out she was a lot more than that.
Well, she really was. And this is a remarkable woman and touched the lives of so many, including Ira. Our guest is Ira Sumner Simmons. That's S-I-M-M-O-N-D-S. If you're Googling, his website is irasimmons.com. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on, find out about Ira, the book, his other books, and order them there as well. When you got to looking into her background, she has an amazing background. We could spend a whole program talking about the background she had, what she went through as a young person, all of her travels. How did you find out that she was from Russia? Because you really didn't know that in the beginning, did you?
No. Didn't know that. No one knew that. She came to St. Kitts about 5 years before I got to high school. So by the time I got to high school and had who as a teacher was already a legend on the island. Everyone thought that she came from Chile because that's what she said. And having the itch to go and learn more about her, I ended up in Chile. And it was only when I got to Chile and met her son that he told me that she was born in Russia, in Siberia to be exact, which of course was a huge shock to me because we all thought that she was Chilean.
You know, it's interesting when you did the research. I mean, her family, her father was a medical doctor. Her mother was an accomplished musician, might have worked for the Allies in World War II. All of that comes to life in Ira's book, From Siberia to St. Kitts. The Russian background, how did you find out that she created a school in Chile?
Well, I she actually told one of her former students who graduated from grammar school in St. Kitts, went away to university, became a lawyer, went back to St. Kitts, and practiced law there. And he too was curious about her. So he went and interviewed her. She was now long retired and on in age, interviewed her. And she told him that she was Czech. She was born in Czechoslovakia. So he wrote an article just for the benefit of all of her students to learn more about this woman. And in that article, he mentioned that she was Czechoslovakian. And indeed, she wasn't. And my suspicion was that she really didn't want anyone to know that she was Russian, because in those days, to be Russian, you know, had sort of a negative connotation, if you will. Yeah.
The book is From Siberia to St. Kitts, A Teacher's Journey, a biography by Ira Sumner Simmons, S-I-M-M-O-N-D-S. His website is irasimmons.com. You'll find the book, of course, at Amazon, all of the usual places. What did you learn about the time she spent in France? As you're doing this research, suddenly you're finding all these countries that she's lived in, been attached to in her past. You had no idea. How did you learn about the time she spent in France?
The student who wrote about her, he mentioned that she did study at the Sorbonne. And so I thought it was important to go and check it out to make certain that that was so. So I actually got myself to France and went to the Sorbonne, was given access to the archives. And of course, I was elated when I discovered that she was indeed, she did indeed spend a number of years in France studying, and that's where she got her university degree from the Sorbonne University.
The book is From Siberia to St. Kitts. It's a fascinating story of a remarkable woman. The book is available wherever books are sold. Part of this, she was more than just a teacher, and we'll talk about that as our conversation continues with Ira, concerned about educational aspects for the students. But students as a whole, Ira touched on the trips that he would have, she would have them take. If a student needed something, needed food, whatever, she was there to help out. You find out why or how that was possible. Talk about the wealthy benefactor in Hong Kong that I think was a mystery to most everybody.
Yeah, in my search to learn more about her, you know, I was of course speaking to as many of her former students that I can find, students who preceded me at grammar school. And in talking to one of them, he said, you know, I am the benefit of my family, that is, quite a largesse. There was this man, he used to send money down to Mrs. Katzen. Mrs. Katzen, you know, explained that my family was a big one. My mother had several kids and my father was not around. And so there was this man, who a wealthy man in Hong Kong, who sent money down to Mrs. Katzen, and Mrs. Katzen every month would give money to my mom, and that's what enabled us to get through school and eventually get to university, etc.
It was all those attributes, we read, that really rubbed off on you, and it was the teaching style that you really developed over the years in working with students, that you were concerned more than just in the classroom with students. That really was a big part of who Madame Katzen was, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. I mean, she was simply amazing. For instance, she had the French government send Navy ships down to St. Kitts and pick up youngsters like myself and take us to Martinique, which is a French Caribbean island, for an immersion summer, or to Guadeloupe, which is also a French Caribbean island, to take courses offered by a French professor who came there during the summer to teach French history and civilization. She touched the lives of so many students who are all over the world that it's just remarkable that she was able to do as much as she did, in the sense that she was lucky enough to be connected to one of the wealthiest men in Hong Kong. And by the way, this man in Hong Kong, she got to know because after she left the Sorbonne and went back to Shanghai, you know, the sequence, of course, was born in Siberia, in the early 1900s, and her parents fled because they were czarists. And they fled at the start of the, you know, the Bolshevik Revolution.
Yes.
So had they stayed, they would have been killed. So they fled to Shanghai. And from Shanghai, she was about 8 years old then. From Shanghai, she went to the Sorbonne and then went back to Shanghai to teach school. And that's when she met the wealthy family in Hong Kong. As a matter of fact, they created a school, this family, for many of the Jews who were, you know, running away from the rush from revolutions and wars, and Shanghai was a safe place, and so there were many of Jews were there, but the problem was there were a lot of kids who were running around the street without an education, so this family built a school specifically to help these kids who were not getting education. And that's the school that Mrs. Katzen taught in. And that was her connection to this wealthy family because they hired her and she did such an incredible job with the students. So by the time she got to St. Kitts, she was able to depend on their largesse to help students in St. Kitts when she got there.
The book is so well written, thoroughly researched, 5 years of painstaking research to put this together. Ivor uses photos and letters in the course of the book, and you really feel like you know the students, you know Madame Katzen, you really feel like you're there and rooting for her and just totally in awe of what she has done for the students there. The book is From Siberia to St. Kitts, A Teacher's Journey, a biography. Book available wherever books are sold. The author, our guest, Ira Sumner Simmons, S-I-M-M-O-N-D-S. His website is irasimmons.com. With all this in her background, she ends up in St. Kitts. How did she end up there?
Yeah, that's an interesting story in itself. As I mentioned before, she was a woman running from revolutions and wars.
Yes.
You know, born in eastern Siberia, Russia, to a pro-Tsarist family in the 1900s. The Bolshevik Revolution caused the family to flee and ended up in China, Shanghai to be exact. When Japan invaded China in the 1930s, she fled to Chile, got to Chile, and decided to create this school, this private school called the English Catholic School. And her goal was to make certain that every single student graduated fluent in English. Now, the school was a huge success, so successful, as a matter of fact, that the municipality decided that they wanted to expand this school, make it much bigger, to include a lot more students. Mrs. Gaston refused. She didn't want to make it any bigger. She loved the size, but she lost that battle. And so the municipality took over the school, and Mrs. Gaston decided, you know what, I have skills. So she had a friend in La Serena, which is the name of the town in Chile, in the north of Chile, who was a British ambassador. And he had lots of magazines there. And she visited him once, and she was looking, leafing through it, and saw that there were teaching positions available in Australia and in St. Kitts. So she filled out an application for a position to teach in Australia and also one for St. Kitts. And it so happens that the St. Kitts government answered first and said, look, we need foreign language teachers. So she grabbed it and decided, I'm going to go to St. Kitts. Said to her mother and her aunt that, you know, I'm going to go to St. Kitts and see what it's like. Went there, loved the island. A couple months later, she said, look, I'm going to stay here. Took the job, sent for her mother and her aunt, and they came to St. Kitts. And this was about 5 years before I got to high school. And by the time I got to her, I was just amazed at this woman who was able to do so much. But that turned out to be the last stop on her journey. And both she, her mother, and her aunt are all buried in the local cemetery there.
Let's talk about you. You mentioned this before. You're like entering 10th grade, and you know her by reputation. Her reputation was an older, no-nonsense teacher. Some of us would be afraid of a teacher like that. No-nonsense. This lady was tough, but she really produced. What was it about her that made you so excited to get her in class and to have her as a teacher, as a life mentor as well?
Well, I was afraid of her. I was definitely afraid of her when I first met her.
I can understand that.
Yes, and her, one of her things was, you know, you are not going to speak to me in English. You would only speak to me in English or French. I mean, in Spanish or French.
Yes.
Every Friday, all roads led to her house, which is where she had her French and Spanish club. And we would sing songs in French. We would recite poetry in French or Spanish, because most of the students took both French and Spanish, as I did. And I was aghast. I was terrified when I ran into her once in the supermarket, and she's speaking to me in French. And at that point, my French wasn't very good. And so from then on, whenever I saw her anywhere on the streets or in the supermarket, I would hide and make sure that she doesn't see me, because, you know, she insisted that the only way you're going to learn this language is if you speak it. And I haven't spoken about this much, but, you know, one of the reasons why she wanted to get the students to spend time in Martinique and Guadeloupe is just so that we can be immersed in the language.
Yes.
You know, we can hear the intonation, we can speak it, we can hear others speak it exclusively and not have to use English. And as a result, just about all of those students became fluent in French and Spanish by the time they graduated.
It's amazing when you read the reviews, literally hundreds of reviews. They are all glowing with this book, and many of them are former students, and they had questions as to where she came from, what made her what she was, and you answered those in the books, and so many students like you, appreciative of what she did for you. I love that intimidation factor, so you would run into her, smile, wave, and then disappear before you had to enter into a conversation with her. Ira Sumner Simmons is our guest. S-I-M-M-O-N-D-S is website, irasimmons.com. Book available wherever books are sold. Link on our website. How did you benefit from her largesse? What role did she play directly in your life?
Well, you know, she made me fluent in French and Spanish. I was surprised, actually, when I heard former students, after I started to do the research and I would speak to all of these students, or while I was doing that, I got this call from this woman who said, "Oh, Ira, thank you so much for writing that biography. I thought I would die and go to my grave and not know who was responsible for my 4 years of education.
Yes.
My parents are now dead, and I never found out. And I only found out after you wrote the biography." And so I said, but I didn't use any names. One of the things about the biography is that I was fortunate enough to find volumes and volumes of letters that Mrs. Katzen wrote to this wealthy man in Hong Kong, and letters that he wrote to her. And I used a lot of the letters in the biography, but changed the name of the individuals who benefited.
Yes.
So I said, but how is it that are you telling me that you recognize yourself in one of the letters? She said, yes. Did not have to use any names. She said, you see that letter where Mrs. Katzen wrote about when she first started to learn how to drive in St. Kitts, how many goats she almost run over and chickens and so on. I said, yeah. She says, well, it was my dad who taught Mrs. Katzen how to drive in St. Kitts. And, but yeah, you know, she made me fluent in the language, made so many of us fluent in the language. And, I became a Mrs. Katzen wannabe.
Yes.
Because after I retired and I looked back, I realized, you know, I essentially followed in her footsteps. I tried to be like her. I did not have a wealthy benefactor who can help me take kids abroad, but I did do it on a smaller scale. And what I would do is I would have students save their money over the course of a year or two, and so that they can pay for at least
yes.
a good part of the trip to go to when I took them to Quebec or when I took them to France. And I would also go to local businesses and said, look, here's what we're doing with the students. We want to make them fluent in other languages. And would you contribute to this? So I was on a small scale. It turns out that I emulated her because she did a lot of great things,
yes.
although I wasn't able to raise nearly as much money as she got from this wealthy man.
Well, it's the experiences. It's the experiences, and I'm sure the students look back on those and look fondly by being in your class and what you did, again, outside of the classroom to really prepare these students in foreign languages for life. What a legacy that Madam Katzen left behind in you and so many others that shared the classroom with her. Time is running by real quickly here. I want to find out where she ended up. Did she ever go back to Chile or to Siberia?
She did go back to Chile once, but this is after she had decided to stay in St. Kitts. And she went back because she had a little property in St. Kitts, in Chile. And she went back to Chile, sold it, and went back to St. Kitts, of course, where she was now living, because she wanted to at least purchase a little house for herself and her mom and her aunt. But that was the only other time that she went back to Chile, and St. Kitts was her home for the rest of her life until she passed away.
An amazing story. Did she marry? Did she have any children of her own? She had literally hundreds, possibly thousands of children through the school. Did she have any biological children?
Yes, she had a son. As a matter of fact, when I first started to become curious about her, who she was, I was already, here in the States with retired and became curious, went back to St. Kitts. Someone told me that her lawyer is still alive, and I went and spoke to him. He was very circumspect, so he didn't tell me much, but he did tell me that, she has a son who is still alive in Chile. And with a little detective work, I found him. I invited myself to Chile and spent a couple of days with him, and most of the pictures actually in the book, in the biography, he gave me right there in Chile, right in his house. And took me to his office and gave me lots and lots of photographs of her when she was a baby, when she was growing up, and so on and so forth.
Those add so much, and you mentioned the letters from the benefactor. They add so much as you're reading the story of Zenaida Katzen in the book From Siberia to St. Kitts. A minute or so left in the end. You had a reunion in 1998. You had a chance to meet with her again, that reunion. My first question is, did she make you speak in French, or did you get to choose the language for your reunion?
Well, I was terrified.
Still terrified.
Still terrified. Because I thought she would make me speak in French, but she didn't, and so I was able to relax and have a nice conversation with her, she was then by then she was bent over and quite frail, but it was a wonderful time wonderful opportunity to speak into her, and actually this was way before I had the idea of writing a biography or doing research. This was just to go back and say hi to her, and have a conversation with her, and I was surprised that she remembered me, but then again she had a great memory. One of the things that I got a kick out of was one of the first things she said. Well, I said to her, "I don't know if you remember me." When I went into her house, she said, "Of course I remember you. You were quite the dancer," which threw me for a loop because I don't think I was quite the dancer. But one of the things that she did was she had this ballerina friend in Chile, whom she invited to come to St. Kitts to live, and who started a ballet school in St. Kitts. And we had a huge production at the school whereby I was in the Nutcracker as one of the soldiers. And it's see Mrs. Katzen because of her, I became a dancer, in a manner of speaking.
What a fascinating story. In the beginning, I mentioned exceptional woman. You could use remarkable, so many adjectives that you could throw in there. Just a delightful story. You bring her to life. People are enjoying the book. Check out the reviews. In fact, if you go to a second website for Ira, irasimmonsreviews.com, you can check out all the reviews there. Simmons is S-I-M-M-O-N-D-S. His main website is irasimmons.com. I would like to thank Book Transmedia for setting up our conversation today, their website, booktransmedia.com. Ira, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. An excellent job with this book. Are you working on another book?
No. What I'm doing is the biography is translated into Spanish, and I'm working on translating it into French right now. So it's available in English and Spanish right now, and soon it'll be published in French, because that's what I'm working on now.
That is perfect, and you'll get all the information. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places, the bookstores. IraSimmons.com, all the information there on this book and others written by Ira. Ira Simmons, S-I-M-M-O-N-D-S. The website again, IraSimmons.com. Ira, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for spending time with us on the program and bringing Madam Katzen to life for us all. Delightful stories. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
It has been our pleasure. Ira Sumner Simmons. His book is From Siberia to St. Kitts. Book available wherever books are sold. And, of course, information and a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.